The Dead and the Dying by Lynn Anderson, read by Sarah Barron. In memory of Sally Armstrong, 14th of December 1958 to 16th of January 2025, who lent her voice to books 1 to 18 of the Rona MacLeod series. The moment he stepped off the train in the busy station, he felt his heart rise. It would be different here, he decided. Exciting, new. He could even be himself. He smiled at such a thought. He took his time walking along the platform, the other passengers passing him by, eager to leave the station or perhaps meet someone. There would be no one waiting for him beyond the barrier, but he was used to that, to being alone. He liked it better that way. So once he emerged from the station, what to do then? Where to go? Find a hostel? Or just wait and see what life in the big city might offer him? He'd been standing there thinking for barely 5 minutes when a man addressed him. "You look hungry," the man said with a smile. "Fancy a Big Mac?" He contemplated what exactly a Big Mac might entail and decided he'd be safe enough at a McDonald's. Plus, he was hungry after the long train journey. Nodding his acceptance, he followed the man out of the station. Chapter 1. Orkney. The moon was full in a starlit sky as the pod of pilot whales swam steadily up the western flank of Hoy. Why the pod should suddenly change course and come so close to the Orkney mainland shore could only be surmised. Some would say that the noise emitted by the cruise ship Hercules, bound for a morning berth in Kirkwall, might have been the cause. Others would suggest that their favourite prey of squid had drawn them into the shallows. At this moment, however, the pod was within view of the said Hercules, much to the excitement of those who had remained on deck after photographing the dark red pillar that was the old man of Hoy, lit up in a mix of moon and starlight. Such a wonder was now eclipsed, as one by one the passengers spotted the sleek bodies of the pilot whales coming alongside. This would be what they would remember, possibly even more than the Neolithic wonders they would visit when the sun rose in a few hours' time. Past the entrance to Scapa Flow and Stromness, both the ship and the pod were now skirting the cliffs of Yeasnaby. Although the pod, moving at near twice the speed of the cruise ship, would soon be lost to view. But not yet, it seemed. A cry went up from the crowd as the pod appeared to suddenly change course, turning eastward towards the Great Bay of Scale, soon to disappear between its twin rocky headlands, where the southern one, being home to the famous Hole Row, was seen to spout a whale-like fountain of water as though in welcome. Chapter 2. Orkney. Seated at the table in the original flagstone-floored kitchen of the famous Ivy House on Albert Street, Kirkwall, Rona glanced around at her fellow guests. To her right sat Magnus Pirrie, Professor of Criminal Psychology at Strathclyde University. Orcadian by birth, he had the appearance of a Viking warrior, further enhanced by his recent decision to grow a beard. On her left was Detective Inspector Erling Flett, also a local, and as tall as Magnus. They'd gone to school together back in the day, and usually met up when Magnus came back to his home in Houghton Bay during university holidays. Across from her at the table sat their host and current owner of the Ivy House, Professor of Archaeology Colin Nelson of the University of the Highlands and Islands, who was listening intently to the two men's conversation, which had moved into the rich Orcadian accent. Sitting here in the warm light and scent of a peat fire, the room lit solely by the antique silver candelabra in the centre of the old oak table, Rona could imagine being back in the original building of 1650, especially since they'd been given a tour of the upper floors, lovingly furnished with antique items from Orkney's seafaring history. Rona had often wondered what lay behind the oft-photographed yellow-painted windows and ivy-covered walls of the house on Albert Street. "Now I know," she thought with a smile. At this moment, the conversation